Good morning, Rabbi Sai, and welcome to Chabura, Daf Shavu Chabura, for the weekly Iyun Chabura. Good news is, we have a Peshmak Pesukim today. Counting news is, that next week, this week ready for the Lamedim, we begin the Sugya of Pesach Pesuach, which is the heart of Masechta Ksubas, which encompasses Shas Katan and Yanei, Raiv, Chazaka, Shavin Afchdicha Sura, and all the myriad of subjects in the next, will be covered in the next 2 months. But today we go back to the Sugya, the last Sugya, which is the second part of the Sugya on Brachais, which in Negea 2, Nesuin, and this is. Last week we covered Berachas Eris, and today we're going to do what we call Berachas Nisuin and Sheva Brachas Hamistoyv. So the Gemara says, Ravashi Iklal Bei Rav Kahana, Yoyim Akava Berach Kulu. The first day at the Sheva Brachas Rav Kahana, he made all the brachas. The problem was there were no Panu Kodashes there. It was a small simcha. They couldn't find a new person. And therefore, after the first day, he couldn't make Sheva Brachas. So what did he do? He made two brachas. What are those two brachas? Shasimcha b'ma'ina yinasha bara. I think Marsh Dalzabek, you can just make this, it's about across from the Taisus Rav, if you can make it yellow. Marsh Dalzabek, the Yisayid, Yikapanu Chadash is Berach Kulu, Le'ilayi Afushe Simcha ba'almahu. It has a klal of Afushe Simcha, doesn't have a call of a chefsa of sheva brachas. Mubarech ha-simcha b'ma'inai v'asher bara. Adkan, Lashon ha-gemara, which of course raises several questions. First of all, is mavuyer, that you can make a bracha of simcha b'ma'inai and asher bara simcha sasuin on their own, even without the other sheva brachas. And the obvious kasha is, where do we have such a chefsa of brachas without Sheva Brachas? I welcome my Chavus Reb Yitzchak here to listen. These Brachas of Asher Bara and Simcha V'Einai Mativam, Mar says if there's no Panim Chadashos, just make these two Brachas. Are they called Berchas Chasanim? And they're sort of a path B for Berchas Chasanim? Like there would be alternate Sheva Brachas? When you have Panim Chadashos, you say regular Sabbath. When you don't, you say Simcha B'Moinai Asher Bara. So they are mini Sheva Brachas, option B for Sheva Brachas, or no? It's a whole new Yisayid, a whole new Takaras Chachamim. When they're not part of Chadashas, we make these two Brachas. That is the basic question. Now there are various sub questions. The Rishayim and Achrayim had many Sveikais, Lagabi, this Halacha of Asher Bara. When you make this Bracha, Bifnei Atzma. First, do you need Asara to make this bracha? We all know, in order to make Birchais Chasanim, in order to have Sheva Brachas, you need 10 people. So, do you need 10 people for option B? Second question is, what if you can't make the other Birchais Chasanim for whatever reason? Is plan B an option under the chuppah? Under the chuppah, this would cause a big problem politically because you wouldn't have some kibbutim to give out. But is there such an option of saying Asher Bara and Asimcha B'Moinai under the chuppah? Is there such a concept? And the third question is, the Gemara divides up. Those who learn the Gemara inside know that the Gemara divided up the various categories of who's getting married. And the Gemara says, Almain Shenasa Almana, which everybody already has had in their life, Sheva Brachais, because he's an Alman, she's an Almana. Do you make, and the Gemara says that you don't have full Sheva Brachais, so you have Gimli Meh Mishteh. When you make this Bracha, these Brachais, this package of Brachais, just the first day, you make them all 3 days. What is the Yisoid of this Halacha? Now, from a Lamdisha point of view, we started back to Chakira and the Lamdisha Chakira up front. From a Lamdisha point of view, the Chayra, all these questions, and we'll see how the Rishayim and the Chayim handle these questions. All of these questions are totally in this Chakira. Is Brachais Asher Bara considered to be a Berchais Chasanim or not? In other words, is it Option A, that there are two types of Berachas Chasan. There's a full seven and there's a two. Why do you do the two? You do the two if you can't throw it a minion. See, so it happens, right? Even happens today, day and age. You couldn't somehow, Christ, during COVID. Sure, this question came up during COVID. Anybody had a Shev Brachas during COVID? Must have been complicated, right? It wasn't so simple to the Chasanas had very few people. I just heard yesterday somebody described to me a Chasana they made for a child in COVID. It wasn't so bad, he said. They live in Yerushalayim. So what they did was, he knew a Gvir who owns a beautiful penthouse in the old city overlooking the Kaisel. So he shared this penthouse. It happens to be that the guy, a roof guy next door, is also a nice guy who gave away his roof to let people use it. So we had a wonderful setup overlooking the Kaisel. I said to this person, he's a cousin of mine, wow, you had a lechatchila. I would make a wedding there lechatchila overlooking the Kaisel Maravi. Okay, but he said there's only 20 people at the wedding. So sometimes it happens. What is the shaila? The shaila is, are those, if you don't have minions, those two brachais, option B, Asher, Bara, and Simcha B'mayin, are they brachas chasan or not? So it turns out this is a major machlekes in the Rishonim. Rabbeinu Rambam holds that they are brachas chasanim. It's option B, brachas chasanim, similar to Shav brachas. In other words, this option A is seven, option B is two. But it seems that the Ran is chaylik, and he holds that it's a cheft of neyatzmai, it's a new takana that chazal metakein to make these two brachais, and therefore we have to see how this all works out. So let's see the Rishonim inside. The first is a Ramban. If you want, you can sit here and you can see it inside on the screen. It's up to you. I don't want to betray you. I didn't print it out. Here, I'll tell you what. You come see here because I have the original text. One second, everybody said we are making some changes here. Here's the Ramban, so you can see it on the screen. Is there any way to make this bigger, Rav Pesach? Let's learn the Ramban on the side. The Ramban says that Berchas, there you go, beautiful. Simcha b'ma'inai, see, just stick here. The bracha of Simcha b'ma'inai is not Berchas Chasanim. And therefore, you don't need 10 people. It's a new takana. Because Berchas Chasanim needs a sara. How do we know that? From Boaz. Boaz went to the Shara here, and he required 10 people to round up for his marriage to Ruth. So this is immutable. It's a Medirei Kabbalah. You need 10 people. So the fact that you don't have 10 people here, so you're doing only two brachas. So Chazal made another total takana. Let's see the lush on the Ramban side. We see that this Simcha B'Ainai is not called Berchas Chasanim. Even if you have three people, you make a bracha. Has to have some. Sorry, Hilka. Less the comes from Berchas Chasanim. Sorry, Elafil Begimel Mevarchim. You don't need 10. You can do it even with three. Umeida Kamreina and Afushi Simcha B'Almahu. What does Gemara mean when it says Afushe Simcha Ba'alma? The Gemara means Su'udais Keruyan Halalu Vamrinan Amalei Machmas Hilula. That's what Afushe Simcha Ba'alma means, that come to join my Simcha. It's a party. Shema Minash, in Varchnaim Simcha Ma'ala Misha Isa Su'das Mereus Chasunasai. Simcha Ma'ala, the Gemara says, theoretically, we don't do that, but theoretically, but you don't do that if you decide to have a party, even a simcha shal mitzvah, you make a siyum. You don't make a simcha mayna. Simcha mayna has to do with chasunasai, has to do simchas mareya simchasana. Meaning, if your kids come home, you didn't know this, if your kids come home and make their din with a yud base chaydish, you got to make them a sheva brachas. And you make a bracha, shal simcha b'maynai. You want invite them home for Shabbos? No. So you have to have a party out of it. You have to make a simcha, which is devoted to the chasen and kala. Invite everybody. And this is a new zach, which we can introduce here in the Klal Yisrael. Machna Shav Brachas, 6 months after the wedding, which I'm sure the caterers would be more than happy to accommodate. But what do we see from this Ramban, Rabbi Say? So we see from this Ramban, L'chaira, that it is not Berchas Chasanim. this takana, if you don't have 10, to make a bracha of Bashar Bar Simcha B'ma'inai, is a thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a Fushay Simcha, a Brechas HaShevach L'Chayra, but it's not a Brechas Chasan. Rabbeinu Ran follows up on this Ramban, and he says, wait a second, Ramban only mentions Simcha B'ma'inai, but there's two brachas in the Gemara. There's Simcha B'ma'inai and Asher Bara. Why doesn't the Ramban mention Asher Bara? Let's see the Ran inside. The Ran says, Ramban Zal Kosav. The Midah Amrina B'Gemara, Baruch Shei to Baruch Hamesh, six brachas, five brachas, Shema Aminah, the Simcha B'ma'inai, Brachas Chasanavi. Umina, the Filo B'Gimel B'Baruch Hanaisa. You need 10. Here we go. Here's the lesson of the run. Everybody can translate this. It's not Berchus Chasanim. We make it at the Hilula without 10. At a bris, you would make Simcha B'ma'inai. In other words, this is all predicated on learning the daf. This is what it's about. But the Gemara says, Be'ikra din, you should make a bracha Simcha B'ma'inai at a bris. Why? Because it's a tremendous Simcha. So why is Simcha B'ma'inai limited to a Shev brachas? But we don't make that bracha because of Tsar the Yanuka. The child is wailing, he's in pain. So how could you have a full simcha if the child is pain? Does anybody know what other reason not to make a simcha b'moinai? It's negei l'maisa even today. Anybody know a reason why we wouldn't be able to make a simcha b'moinai? Halacha state that if you have a teruvais of anashim v'nashim, you can't make a bracha simcha b'moinai because zain simcha cannot be complete where there's a possibility of non-taruvah. So we made a set of Shev brachas for one of my children, and a Choshev Shiva night stroll, rather, Choshev Shiva was invited, and he comes to the hall, and we were sitting American style, meaning the men on one side and women on the other side, but in the same room. And he says he can't come in and speak, because he was asked to give a drasha, the simcha, can't come in and speak. Because then he's mechuyev in Shev Brachas, and he can't stay at a Shev Brachas where there's no mechitza. Because you can't make a simcha b'moinai if there's teruvis and nashim v'nashim. And his minik, our minik, I guess in America is that's not teruvis in the family type of a thing if it's on either side. By the way, I don't know. There are now Shev Brachas was here even in Lakewood or Kodesh where they may have full mechitzas between men and women, right? I'm sure the Hasidim do, and I'm sure many Bnei Torah do, right? So, Mikra din for Simcha B'moinai, you need such a thing. Al Kaponim, says the Ran, Ilamach Mitzahar Dinuk, Yitzik Bar Baruch Hir, Ilamach Mitzahar Baal, Machinam Asher Bar Labrach Chasanimi, Play Bay Asara, Shein Abayal Mishra Fu Simcha Baal, Mekach, Niran, Dere, Arambam, Beperik, Begis, Helchus, Brachas. Where is this Rambam? The Ran is telling you that this is how the Rambam believes that Brachas Chasanim, Brachas Hashabar in such a case is not Brachas Chasanim. How do we know that? Because the Rambam says, let's see the Rambam sign on page 51. Rambam, Ilkos Brachas, Perik, Beis, Alakotais, Beis, Chasanim, Brachas Chasanim. Achar Abra Brachas, Silu, Bechol, Silu, Silu, Shaykh, and Sham. So what does Ram see? What do we think out of this Rambam? That Avadim Ketanim are not Mivarach Asher Bara. Why not? Where did Ram get this from? None of the Gemara. Says the case of Mishnah. On the top, upper left. Why not? This is a Rambam's sheet of midlay. Where does Rambam get this from? You can't even mitzaref make a bigger please, Rav Pesach. You can't even mitzaref a eved or a katan to a minion. You can't be mitzaref them for a minion. Zikr, they cannot be mivarech. Ad kan deri kesef mishnah bir pshitas the Rambam. What do we take out of this, Rabbi Isai? That the kesef mishnah holds that the pshitas of the Rambam is ash berachas achshavara requires 10. And therefore, you can't use an eved or a katan to get 10. Kipshutai. The reason for that is because the Rambam holds the berachas achshavar is berachas chasana. As mashma from his lashon, the Rambam here in Perik Beis Lacha Test is talking about berachas chasana. And therefore, we seem to have a machlekes here what the shitas of the Rishonim are, is achshavar berachas chasana or not. Says Rabbeinu Amakne, the Aflah in Kuntras Achron, Simon Samuk Beis, Oyz Vav, that really the Rambam holds Brachas Asher Bar does not require a Sara, not like the Kesef Mishnah. Kesef Mishnah says that Peshitas Rambam, that Brachas Asher Bar is Brachas Chasanim. If it's Brachas Chasanim, it requires 10. Says the Machne, not so. I don't agree with this. And in fact, this is just following Peshitas Rambam. This is not a Chiddush. We already saw this in Iran. Let's see Rabbeinu Amakne inside. What's the chiddush? Have to be in the parsha. The klal and ruchos brachos is if you're not in the parsha, you can't be made to somebody else. Have a cut not in the parsha. Not in the parsha, they cannot be made to somebody else. What do we see from this makna, Rabbi Say? We see from this makna that the makna holds, and he's saying this, b'shitas and Rambam, brachos ashabar does not require 10, not like the Kesha Mishnah. The problem with this is that if the Rambam is mashma, clearly Berachas Hashabar is a Berachas Chasana. If Berachas Hashabar is Berachas Chasana, why don't you need 10? So we're stuck here, Rabbi Sai, in the Hagdara of Berachas Asher Bara. Is it a Berachas Chasanim, which is Baya Sara, or is it a separate Bracha, which is not? Rabbeinu Aritva has this same Shiloh, does it require a Sara or not? And he says, even if we're going to say it's Berachas Chasanim, Mikol Makayim, it's possible you need a Sara only if it's part of a package of all the Brachas. But if you make this Brachas, then you don't need a Sara. So it is Berachas Chasanim. But you don't need a Sara. It's this hybrid type of a Bracha of Berachas Chasanim without a Sara. That's the case, the Machnez Mavuyer. The Asher Barataka is Berachas Chasanim. But it doesn't need a Sara because it is only a requirement of a Sara if it's packaged together with all the other brachas. If it's not packaged together with other brachas, then it doesn't require a Sara, even though b'cheftza it is b'cheis chasana. That's con part one. So we have mochaikas in the Yerushalayim and in the Achrayim, whether or not b'cheis asher bara is b'cheis chasana or not. And the paleoites is whether it needs a Sara. Let's see the Ritva inside. And then we'll move on to two other shaylos. We're in Berachas Asher Bara, page 53. Beautiful. Okay. Afal pi. Afal kat Berach Neich Leik Kapan Chodash. Shai Stash Rabbi Yisit Berach Chasana Vu Bay Asar Bay Chupa. Asher Bara requires 10. Afal Taisis Ar Min Nikim Leik Bay Pan Chodash. Shai Afi Leik Bay Chupa Leik Bay Asar. Chlekes Rabbi Yisit. Chlekes Rabbi Seyem Shal Aritva, which is the Ra'ah, the Rajva, and the Balei Taisus, like Sfarad and Ashkenaz. In Sfarad, they held that you need Berachas Chasanim requires Sara. It even requires a Chuppah. We'll see what that means in a moment. In Ashkenaz, the Balei Taisus holds, since you don't need Panim Chadashais, it must be you don't need a Chuppah and you don't need a Sara. Gidarim Ba'alma, Fushi Simchahi, Ba'alma, Barach Shasimcha, Mani Vashar Bar. So we see Al-Makidadi Nibbi, Lusamar, Vashush, Silkum, Al-Makhain, Nir Ik. Asked the Ritva, but wait a second, the Gemara clearly in Davzayin said that Berachas Asher Bara is part of Berachas Chasanim. Ah, but Bisham, Berachas Asher Bara, Berachas Chasanim, Shabar, Berachas Chasanim, Basara, Eid, Talmud, Kar, Berachas Chasanim, Al-Kashar, Mikol, Zayin, Berachas. There you go. The Ritva says, last shtickle, that it's only called Asher Bara is a Bria b'fnei atzmai, no pun intended. It is called Berchas Chasanim, Elo Shlomo. It's called Berchas Chasanim when it's packaged together with the other Sheva Brachos. Rich brings a right from the Lashon Gemara. Vacharita Sugid Lel. And he says this is the Yisoid Hilkach. Let's get the sum up here. Nahi the Bracha Asher Bara. Chashiva Mechal Berchas Chasanim. Michal Gemena. Vayitzrichu Asar of Leichupa. We don't need a sara for this. The Ritva comes up with this chiddush. The Asher Bara is Berachas Chasanim, but it doesn't require a sara, because when we don't have a sara, it's a different type of a cheftza, and it only requires a sara when you package it together with the other Sheva Brachas. But if you're saying Asher Bara on its own, nohi, that it can be called Berachas Chasanim, but it doesn't require a sara. Akan Shitas Rabbeinu HaRitva, which consolidates the Machlokes in the Rishonim. Now let's go to questions number two and three. Question number two is whether or not it has to be done. What do we do b'shas chuppah? So the Makna in the aforementioned Kuntras Achron has brings Machlokes of the Paiskim in a case where the kala is asa to nechassan, let's say to chuppas nida, and they couldn't do berachas chasanim because they didn't have yud yisraelim. What do we do then? So he says it's machlekes in the paiskim, even according to those who aser, if you made at least asher bara, according to those shitas asher bara does not require 10. Then it's not called a kalablei bracha. We have a klal in the Gemara of kalablei bracha surah kabbalah kedida, that if there's no bracha, can't be boiled out. It's asur. There has to be a type of a bracha. So what happens if you couldn't make sheva brachas? You didn't have 10 people. So now you're stuck. COVID. It's just matzias of COVID. You couldn't have 10 people for the chuppah. I remember this is not such a long time ago. I remember people scrambling around. I remember all the backyard chasnas. Remember, they had to scramble around. Everybody was terrified between Purim and Pesach, and there were a lot of chasnas that had been scheduled in that period. I remember. I remember my son called me up and said he was his shver donated his backyard to make chasnas, and it was a very chashuv chasna of two big distinguished Rosh Yeshivas. So I'll leave the names out. And they didn't have a minion, because it was mamish at the beginning of the height of the pandemic. So what did they do? And they had a whole nidoin on the spot about exactly this shaila: what kind of berachas chasanim can you make even if they were in the sara? Besides, they decided to zoom in. Not sure what that means. Besides, they decided to bite the bolt and get 10. So I remember my son told me he was at this chuppah and he even got a bracha. And he says that the last time he's going to get a bracha at such a chashuv chuppah. That I did not talk. Anyway, so all these are not impossible metziuses. So this is the machlekes in the paiskim. What do we do? So if you look at the makna brought here on page uh 54, the bottom left, the makna says this is the kuntras achron of the makna. It's written directly on the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Kiddushin. And the Shulchan Aruch says, in Eis Dalet on the top, Ein mevarchim b'chasanim el b'sar gadol. You need b'chasanim, you need 10 people. Nechayr, chasim and aminyan, etc., etc. Says the Makne, V'kosah v'trumas hadash and simen kuf mem. Shem trumas maimini, all the way back to early, to the Rishonim. De'ein brachais ma'akvais. You don't have a bracha, you can't do a bracha, because for whatever reason, it's not ma'akvais. Let's say you have Metzias, you don't have 10 people, and we had it. Rabbi said we had such Metzias a few years ago. How could it be that Berchas Chasanim should be Ma'akev people from getting married? As I state in Trumas Adeshan, Frank to Beis Yosef, Beis Yosef was after Trumas Adeshan. What kind of tain is this? Hey, Nachinam, ain't some good way to know Isha? Nachinam, you can't have a wedding, you don't have 10 people. Adkan. Dr. Makne, Chas Vashal, the Rabbeinu Beis Yosef, telling you to should move out to Peri Verivia? Can't be. You're an equidus, you've had lots of Peri Verivia. If I didn't laugh, because Smith Peri, it brings the famous Gemara that we are matter. Well, but Tavaydu means you're not allowed to be Meshachar and Eved. But if a guy is a Chotzi Eved, a Chotzi Ben Chayrin, we're Koyfet a rabbi to be Meshacharim, so he can become a Jew and he can get married. Mechaim Peri Rivia. And even a Pelegesh. The Machna goes through all this riot of Matthias, and that Peri is very important. We can't say the Brach Makav. So on page 55, he comes to the Maskana. Fimash Kachas Hadadab Kishnas of Teres Kalav Yishus. Here comes the, I'm not going to go into Pelegish now, it's a Sigifni Asmi. Yes, I'm right, the last terrors. Masha calls the Kabbalah Bracha, Haina Balei Shum Bracha. Kim and Shichon, Bar Bracha Shabar, and Shuchasar Les Bish. So this is a little bit of a connection to Lordy Bracha Semen and the other Kailo, that Bracha is Shahakail is, takes away the Isser because it's something. A bracha, even after the fact, is something. Takes away this or nenel v'zablei bracha. Here too, bracha sashabara, even if you can't make it, and it's mishlei musa, is something, and therefore takes away the iser, and you are not going to be mevatel pira v'rivia before that. Rabbeinu Aruch HaShulchan, in Hilchos Kedushin Simen Samach Beis, Lais Yud Beis, discusses this issue, and he comes to a different conclusion. He says that it did not make the Shav Brachas at the Chuppah because they didn't have 10 people. You don't make a Bracha Asher Baruch Neatzma because Asher Baruch was Niskan Dafke under the Chuppah. Rabbi Say, here we have Mechlek Sechrein, Mechlek Sechrein the Makne, who says you do, because Asher Baruch doesn't require 10. And the Aruch HaShulchan says you don't, because Asher Baruch requires 10 under the Chuppah. Do you make Asher Baruch under the chuppah COVID? They didn't have 10 people. What is the machlokes between the Makne and Aruch HaShulchan? So one could say that the machlokes is totally in the Chakira that we had at the beginning. Is if Berchas Asher Baruch is considered to be Berchas Chasanim, so if it's Berchas Chasanim, why do you have to make it at the chuppah? Or no! Asher Baruch is a takana of a bracha b'fnei atzmai. And maybe it was Niskan to make at the Suda, like other Sheva Brachas Niskan at the Suda. Let's see the Aruch HaShulchan inside on page 56. Let's start from the beginning. Yesh Aymrim, Big David Base, the Makam Shiyashal Asasiv Asara. I keep on coming back to COVID because it's so fair for us to believe that you can't have 10 people at a wedding. But let's say you couldn't, in the middle of a war, in Ukraine. One should not do that because there's no brachas. This is the Beis Yosef we mentioned earlier. Beis Yosef was machmer. Beis Yosef didn't say it himself. He says it in the name of the Rajba. Aval Rabbi Michael Kamalzeh. Dein Svara Klal Leibrikain. Why should we say that? Dana brachas makes the evidence. How can a bracha be miachin a wedding? You have to send a lechupa b'leah brachas. But you baruch achin kam yom. It's down masara. When you get 10 people, you make the brachas. Rabbi say, I'm sure this has happened in history before. I'm sure, right? Klal Yisrael has been subjected to, as we're about to hear, on our Zoom platform, we've been subjected to horrible situations, and it weren't the sara. In the middle of wars, in the middle of magefas. So there's such a mitzvah is shayach. We're going to stop the mitzvah of Peri Verivia, which is one of the most important mitzvahs in the Torah for that. Can't be. So says the Aruch HaShulchan, that I believe that because the Beis Yosef says so, but there are chalkim in this. So make the chuppah, and when you get a week later, you find 10 people. Sure, it happened during the Holocaust. Make the Shem Brachas. How long? Not clear. But he says, I have a right to this from the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Yud Halacha Vav says that if you didn't make Berachas Chanim, you make it even after Kama Yomim. How long? So I'm slain to Marshal Yom Shem Shem only for a week. But let's see the Rambam inside. The Rambam, where's the lesson? At Kama. Where is the lesson that I just quoted from the Aruch HaShulchan? Halacha Vav. We don't have a Halacha Vav here, so I apologize. You'll have to listen to it again. Im le barchu berchas chasanu barchan lefila acha kami yamim. What's kami yamim? Okay, so at least through the Sheva Brachas. What happens if it's 2 weeks later? That already is a different story. At the Suda, you don't make a berachas asher barach because that's miyuchad to the chuppah. But b'shas a chuppah, you should not make it on yourself because the chuppah is a special takana. You need seven brachas under the chuppah. If you don't have 10 people, you don't have 10 people. This is the machlekes in the paiskim between the Beis Yosef and the other paiskim. Beis Yosef, we said earlier, is based on the Rajba. It's not clear that the Rajba, in fact, is telling you this. In all Matzias's, but this is the Shita among places that are placed him as explicated by the Aruch HaShulchan. The last Shaila that we'll discuss today is the issue of the various, I said that there's Bachar Shanasa Basula, Bachar Shanasa Almain, or Almana Shanasa Bachar, and then there's Almana Shanasa Almana. Those are the various permutations. So what about Almana Shanasa Almana? So the Gemara says there's only one. The halacha is aleph lebracha. You make the bracha one day, and gimel lesimcha. What does aleph bracha mean? We're talking about berachas asher bara. You make asher bara only the first day, but there's the you make what we call seven brachas, all seven. What does this mean? So look at the Rambam here on page 57. Al mentionas al manav bracha leis b'yayim rishon b'vayis. What do you do the other 7 days? So if you look in the Lashon HaTor, I have 3 books. Lashon HaTor is the following. Tor goes through all the various questions of how to create a Sheva Brachas. These are very shailos. I mean, the Ilam doesn't really know so well that these are chomerdik shailos, because we're used to, you know, we're used to having Sheva Brachas. Every Sheva Brachas creates all sorts of its own problems. Not problems, challenges, halachic challenges. The last day, always a problem. How late can you do it for Shkia? I had this problem with, I had this challenge in Sheva Brachas that I was privileged to make my children. I'm sure you also had this problem. we ended up having a Sheva Brachas. It worked out well for some people. We had to bench for the Shkia. And the winter is obviously different than the summer. And the speeches afterwards. It was very convenient for a lot of people to miss the speeches. After the Sheva Brachas. The Sheva Brachas had to be for the Shkia. I'll just tell you, Chassidim are not makbid on this on the last day. And it's not Gemar. The famous story, the Dolos Rebbe made Sheva Brachas once in his life. Anyway, wash. Question is, do you have to make the Sheva Brachas? So Chassidim make Sheva Brachas after the Shkia, last day. Mishnayim don't. You have to make Sheva before the Shkia. So the famous story of the Belz Rebbe only has one child, who's now the Ravid Tzaddik, I forgot his name. So it made Sheva Brachas, it was the last day. In comes the Chosh of a guest. Maybe the most chashuv guest they can conjure up at the time in Yerushalayim, Shem Zalman. So usher Shem Zalman down to the front. The Belz Rebbe sees Shem Zalman, who's much older than him, And the Belzer Rebbe has a problem now because normally they would have, it's a tish also, right? I guess Rebbe makes sure Brach is a tish. So normally they would have benched 2 hours later. But Shav Zalman is here now. And when you come in, you become nitfas for the chiyuv of Shav Brachas. Belzer Rebbe called his gaber, said, bring the becher. And they benched on the spot and they made the Shav Brachas early. Class act, class maneuver. Okay, so what's the shaila here? If I say, let's see the lush from the Torah. Venera, the fila almay la almana shein baruch shav brachas asimcha b'ma'inai v'asher bar mevarch kol shleisha. So the Torah says asimcha b'ma'inai v'asher bara, you make all three arayah from the Torah. Asimcha b'ma'inai and asher bara are two different chepsa brachas. And even an almain, chenasa, an almana, not like the Rambam, all 3 days you say asher bara. Chayr, this is totally the same chakir. If asher bara is berchas chasanim, if it's berchas chasanim, you make it only maybe 1 day, like berchas chasanim. But if it's not berchas chasanim, it's a new takana, maybe that's the reason why you make it 3 days, even though ordinarily we'd only have 1 day. Ad kan Rabbi Isai, as I mentioned, next week, we move on to, you're moving on this week to Shver Sugya of
Pesach. I'm testing the unmute feature because I'm calling on the phone, not on my laptop.
I don't know who's talking.
Sounds good. You want me
to be heard?
I hear you perfect.
Okay, everybody say, so I'll see you next week. So we'll discuss the basic shittas in Pesach Pesach.
Okay,
I'm going to use it.
Everybody have a good week. Sure.